Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head. Whoop, whoop. And we are live.
We are live.
We have a special guest today. I know we say special guests, but this is really a special guest.
Yeah!
You're fine.
Thank you for being here today, Kiki.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Y'all making me feel
good. And just so you know, we're getting juicy, so be prepared.
Be ready.
Be also ready, because this is Get Out of Our Heads, and we are saying everything that people want to say.
I wasn't ready. All right, guys, so today, Justine just told you we're getting extra juicy. And
we going in.
Y'all know I've been dating. I feel like I've said that before. I'll be talking to them about my dating life, and I'm just curious about one night stands and like, should you have sex on the first date? Is that a yes, a no, or like, oh no, God forbid, I would never do that? How you guys feel about that?
Sex on a first date?
Yeah.
If you want to. I've never had sex on a first date, but it's just simply because, you know, it just, that wasn't the vibe. But me,
a grown woman,
like, there's a nigga done took me out. We hung out. We had a good time. This nigga looked good. And we just got a vibe. I get niggas pussy for less. let's be real here. You know what I'm saying? If he done took me out, to, you know what I'm saying, showed me a good time.
Oh, man.
And if the vibe is right, why not?
Kiki, like, what did I sign up for?
Why not?
She said she done gave it.
Wait, somebody said something.
Sorry. Oh it's right here. Look.
What you think, Justine?
You can look.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, no. I wasn't saying yeah to that. To each his own, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she played too much.
I don't believe in judging, so I don't want to say, like, oh no, she's crazy for doing that, because at the end of the day, it's about how you feel about yourself and your that dude. Like, I'm not going to sit and say, like, oh, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Have I done it? No, I have not. But I'm not knocking nobody if they do it. Like, there's, like, no double standard for me.
How you feel, Kiki?
Yeah. What do you feel about it?
Sex on the first date, I also feel like teacher's own. I've never done it, but I don't feel like I can do it. Only because if we have sex, you're my boyfriend. Like,
niggas said we have sex, you're my boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm too territorial. If I give you that part of me, you give me every part of you. So that's just not for me. Not to say it's something wrong with it, or it's good, or it's bad. Mm-hmm. But I can do it. I can't do it. You can't. We gonna have sex, and then you gonna do this, this, that, and the third. No, you my boyfriend.
Right. You in this for life.
Sign the contract.
Okay. Or for however long I feel like we're gonna do this thing.
Tashina.
Yeah. You don't.
You pointing and asking.
Because I'm thinking about, I feel like I used to think, like, oh, you should wait some time. And now it's not time. It just depends on the person. But I, like, when I think about it, I don't know if it's the first time, but when I think about all my other relationships, I didn't really wait that long. Like, my very, very first one, I had sex, I don't know, we started dating maybe around my birthday. So I'll say around the first. I feel like we met before, but around the first. We had sex on the 18th, and we were like, oh, this is official, we're a couple on the 18th. And that was, what, 18 days. And then, and we were together for damn near 8 years. And then the relationship after that, I don't know how long it was, but I know it wasn't that long.
But was it like, what I'm saying is like, was it like an actual, like, date? Like, I'm taking you out.
Right.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I consider a date. Like, so do we need to start with what we consider a date?
I think also so the one time I did have sex on the first date, this is where Kiki and I was talking about, this is going to be my next question, which I was like, what is a one-night stand? I thought I had my first one-night stand. I had just been through the 8-year bid, the 4-year bid, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to get out and explore life. So I met someone. I didn't plan on having sex, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
He offered head, and I was like, I'm about to turn this down. I'm trying to...
Like this.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to have my, I thought thought I had my first one night stand. Like, this is it. We was never going to see each other again. Okay. And now it's like, it's months later. We're not dating, but like, you
wasn't
still
a one night stand.
It wasn't a one night stand.
So, so that's what we're getting into, right? What yeah, is Kiki left.
Because her and I kept going back and forth on it. And I.
Because that's what we want to know. What is a one-night stand?
A one-night stand is, I met you today.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked today.
Mm-hmm.
And
never seen
so
you
I'm like, standing. Leave so me standing right like, there. One night. Like, that's just that.
So, in Kiki and I debate, I'm right.
Okay.
So, Tashina was saying a one-night stand is, I'm Tashina, you some guy. I'm seeing you for the first time, meeting you for the first time. We have sex and then never hear from each other again, never see each other again. I thought a one night stand, you could know the person.
No,
but that's building rapport. No.
If
no,
you like, already know the person.
What if you no. already know the person?
And then and have sex? That's not a one night stand.
That's not a one night stand.
Why? If you have one night and then.
Because you know them. Because you know them. Like, okay, you know them. Like, one night stand is literally like.
I just
met you and we fucked today and that's just that.
Well, maybe this is why I never had.
I'm being real. Like I've never had one either. But what I will say is that, you know, I just never ran into a man that I've met and in the first couple of hours of us meeting each other that you said something so dope to me that made me want to give you some pussy. No, like I've
so
never.
So that's why a one night stand would be my definition. Somebody that you know already.
Yeah, the thing is, there's no my definition. The definition. The thing is.
The definition
of a one night stand.
It's not your version versus her version. It's
right.
What it is.
It was. We were debating about this, and I'm like, we asked not a one
right,
night
so
stand.
If you on live.
Let's
what
your
think. Think.
What is your opinion
what
of a one
you
night stand?
What do you think a one night stand is? We need
you
to
agree
know.
With all of us?
But no, look, because it's like, all right, what if you, I don't know, let's say you know Bob from accounting.
I'm not giving, he's not one that it's not happening.
But let's say you know Bob from accounting, you know Bob, you and Bob cool, he's attractive, but you know, you ain't really fucking with each other like that, and one day, after the holiday party, whoop. You and Bob just get super drunk. The holiday party's in a hotel. And then y'all go upstairs. You and Bob get it on. Y'all never talk about it again. Y'all go back to
that's
being co-workers. That's a one-night stand.
To me, it's still not a one-night stand.
You
know
so
what? The definition that you don't know
see,
the person.
That kind of changes it a little bit. It's because that is kind of like a one-night stand. Like, because it's like, yeah, we had a one-night stand.
You know that person, though. Like, y'all... You
this
interact with
saying,
them. It's not a
one-night
stand.
It's a one-night.
Yeah, because it only happens for one night.
One night.
Like one night.
And then y'all never talk the about it again. Y'all act like nothing ever happened.
I think the difference from that is, like, when I think of a one-night stand, someone you dating, never met before, y'all have no way maybe of getting in contact with each other or something else. Like, the odds are y'all not going to cross paths again. Bob from accounting... You don't see that nigga again.
But that doesn't make it less a one night stand. Because what if you meet this nigga? Somebody can make me change my mind. That's the point of the debate. Now look, what I'd say is like, what if you fucking meet this nigga one day and he's new. You met him today. We fucked today, and then tomorrow y'all start working in the same company and y'all in the same building together.
That's
you
had him. That's a one night stand.
Tiffany Ellington said. No,
oh, y'all just hooked up.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany, you and Bob from accounting just hooked up, but that's not technically
not a one night stand.
So a one night stand, you never see this person again.
I mean, you know,
not
the universe, you never know. Like, you know,
no,
but
like,
not
y'all never met before.
Yeah,
that's what's the deciding factor on whether it's a one night stand.
You don't know nothing about.
And
that
is a difference between a hookup
and a one night stand. I always thought hookup was like white people lingo. That was always like white people lingo to me. Like, yeah, we hooked up. Like, okay, got you.
Okay.
Oh, Miss Joyce said you. Miss Joyce, I can't. So no, Miss Joyce. You got it.
Lock up.
Miss Joyce. Wait a minute.
No. Miss Joyce.
No. Ma, they said you gotta get off.
I can't talk about this to Miss Joyce.
Right. Okay. So one night stand is that.
I'm curious.
But does that bring you back to? Okay, let's revisit.
My situation?
No, date in your sex on the first date. Like, what if y'all had sex on the first date? And no, then, because if it's not the one, it's a new date, though, right?
No, but we already, me and a date, we've already been talking, like, on the phone.
How do you, what if it's a blind date? And you've never talked before.
That's,
you
know, a one-night stand.
A blind, oh, okay. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That your first date could be a one-night stand as well. If the sex ain't right. Because if the sex ain't right, I ain't
coming. No, just so you just asked.
You know, the way left. Nigga said,
I'm just gonna race the whole night because it wasn't good.
Right.
I will
take a body back in a minute. You and me? Never happened. Don't know you. Never heard you.
What?
I'm not messing.
What? I know you from where?
It's you lying.
Elementary school. I don't know you, man.
Negative, okay? I'm not messing with y'all.
At all.
Erase. Do over. You know when all your men's down Pac-Man? Game over, okay? You gotta start fresh. So that one we don't know. It's a new game.
I'm not talking with y'all.
I'm not messing with y'all. I'm being honest about the situation. Okay, so next.
Alright, so we went out. What was that? Saturday? Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday, right? And we went out to eat. And we started talking about embarrassing moments during sex. I don't know how the hell we got on this topic. But like...
Tasha.
I mean, that sounds about right.
All right, so I'm going to go last.
Oh, wait. So I think we were talking about like farting, passing gas, whatever the case may be, in front of your significant other. And then it led to...
While we about to talk about ours, I want y'all to post little, you know, embarrassing...
Please post.
Cause we like, little embarrassing stuff that don't happen to y'all during sex. I was at work talking one time, and they were talking about how, you know... Have y'all ever gotten Charlie horse during sex?
That's what it was.
The guy.
I have.
No. I've never gotten a Charlie horse.
Me neither, no.
That's because I don't stretch. I don't know. Maybe.
I I've never gotten a Charlie horse. No.
I don't want to be descriptive, but like...
No, be descriptive. This is what they want to hear. They want to know. Like,
my virgin ears.
Description.
But, you know... Dang.
Tell us, say the position.
When you...
like, that's what you get.
Riding sometimes and your legs is like wide open for long periods of time. I have definitely felt like... Not a Charlie horse, but like... I mean, I'm going to keep going, but something in like the little... The little crook
and right your there. Little on your
yeah.
Oh, in
is that your groin? No.
Yeah. Oh, like
yeah. So it wasn't a Charlie
pelvic
horse though.
Area
yeah.
kind of,
but not. I guess it wasn't a Charlie horse.
Oh.
It was. Yeah. Nah.
I've never had a
Charlie horse.
I've never had a Charlie horse.
No.
I think. All right, Ma, you still on here? You gotta go. Ma, you gotta go. If you still on here, go.
Please go.
All right now.
And Denise, if you
want to
get your
Miss Denise, you gotta go too.
All mothers is off limits, okay?
But all right, so you have all right. If you have everybody's had a boyfriend and significant other, and y'all have been together for a while, so obviously y'all gonna go through seasons together. You ever have to suck dick with a stuffy nose? Yo.
Wait, that was funny though. I can't hold you. Wait.
That's
yeah.
serious.
I'm sorry. That was like off guard. Wait.
Tasha?
What? Wait. Oh, she said, say it again. I want to hear it again.
I'm sorry. If you ever had to suck dick with a stuffy nose. Oh, y'all just be telling y'all nigga no. Y'all telling him he can't get head because you have a stuffy nose?
This is the thing. I was just telling somebody about this yesterday. Not yesterday. Like, the past week. This TMI.
My mom said, all right, I'm gone.
Thank you, Auntie.
All right, Ma. Watch it while I'm not on.
Love you. Bye.
Please.
I was telling somebody this about yesterday. Don't judge me, okay, y'all?
Oh, listen.
I am. I didn't really get... I didn't really get that before.
Huh?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, whoa.
Rewind, nigga. Wait a minute.
You ain't got us looking bad out here, my nigga. What you just say?
I didn't really get mad before.
You didn't really?
No.
What do you mean?
What's not really?
Like, in my two long-term relationships.
Wow. Tashina.
And it lasted that long.
Hello.
That's probably why the nigga cheated.
Ma, if you on here, please go away. Okay?
No, but
wait, you go a little more. You said not really. So is it like never or not really? Because they're like, have you attempted?
Like yeah. you was giving like the little wax stuff, like
no. The birthdays.
Oh, you touch a man. You only do it on birthdays, holidays.
Birthdays and holidays. I'm sorry, y'all. Anybody that dated Jasheena previously, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not now, but that's how it was before. So, like, the person I had the one night stand with, I was nervous about the first time because I was like, what if I don't know?
So how do you know how to do it? How do you know?
I don't know. He told me he was great, so I figured I was doing something.
Well, I mean, you did it on birthdays and holidays, and it was for a couple years, so you probably did it like 6-7 times.
Practice.
I was like, when I ended that last relationship, I was like, oh my God, I'm out here now. I'm single. I'm talking about marriage. Do I not know anything? Like, I've been having wax sex all my life. What happens now?
What happens now,
is my husband not going to want me?
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, I don't know for a fact, because I'm not married, but I'm sure you got to suck dick a lot.
to get
married,
to get a ring.
Yeah, like I think so.
I mean, maybe that's why I didn't get rings. I don't know.
No, but back to my question. Y'all trying to tell me I ain't never sucked dick with the stuff he knows?
No,
not just me.
No,
it's like birthdays and shits on. Yeah. Well, you said Christmas. Christmas is cold. Might have a cold.
No,
I've never experienced. So what is that?
All right. So what I'm saying, I was bringing y'all to my embarrassing moment, but it's not really embarrassing because the niggas just be like in blitz. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's embarrassing for me because I'm old. Over here dying with a penis in my throat and I can't breathe out my nose. You feel me? So look, you know when you sick and you got like it's like you know what I'm saying, my throat is full.
Right.
So I can't breathe through this part.
Oh my God.
And through my nose, here come y'all some mucus. Embarrassing.
Wow. She had the Roscoe.
Look, open you right up. You want to kill a stuffy nose?
You're like too much.
Wow, that's crazy. So, what are other embarrassing?
You next. You just gave your husband.
Oh man,
yours. I don't really have an embarrassing moment.
You ain't never been embarrassed at all.
Sex ain't wild enough, girl. Got to be something embarrassing.
All right, so I don't know if it's but you have a like something happens during sex and y'all just both bust out laughing.
Yeah.
That's that like queefing business. Yeah. Anytime it happens, I'll be cracking up.
I'll laugh about that shit. Niggas like, yeah, she talking.
I gotta check on this phone.
Oh my goodness. I'm just like a little bit for those.
She said he ain't had that bad. No, but I just wanted to that bad.
Right. But those who know me know that I'm like goofy, but I really haven't had like a moment like.
Well, give me an embarrassing interaction during your relationship then. Something embarrassing happened.
An embarrassing interaction? Like, yes. Me falling down or something? Like, I'm just dorky.
So I know. For me, it's like the first time you fart in front of a man. Right? So I could think of like the last two. I know Kiki and her farting business. The last two relationships I've been like, well, not, I don't even call them a relationship, but like my ex. I was at his house. My stomach was killing me. And I, like, fell asleep and farted in my sleep. But it was so bad it jumped me up because I heard it. But I tried to pretend I was still sleeping.
Bitch. Yo. That has definitely happened to me before. Like, being, I was asleep at, you know, in the nigga house. And he was up still. You know, he was on a computer and shit. And I'm knocked out asleep. Nigga just passed a little... low fart. I was like,
how it go?
I was like, wait, I'm gonna tell you. I squeezed my eyes open a little bit, like, all right. About to pretend like I'm still asleep, but because we're not about to talk about this fart. We're not about to talk about that.
But have you ever farted during sex? Mm-hmm. Like, hitting it from the
back? Now, that was hands down the most embarrassing thing in my life. Like,
it
the
was
most
a loud
embarrassing
one?
Mm. Oh, look,
it was
look,
like
so,
a
so obviously, I can't, you know, my loud times don't happen a lot because I got a kid in the house. So, you know, the house is like kind of quiet. You trying to be quiet and this nigga's doing his thing. And nah, it wasn't during sex. It was during oral sex.
Oh my God. Tom.
So he was already in the region. Okay. He was in the region and it was just like, I don't know, like, and I'm just there in between, and it's just like, it came out like, and it's just like, damn, did he hear that? I'm gonna be hurt back, because I heard it, I'm all the way up here, and he's damn it, like, I know he heard it,
right,
but you know, he was a trooper, he kept going, oh, he kept going, he ain't even, you know what I'm saying, he did say something after everything was all said and done, you know what I'm saying, but, he kept going, you know what I'm saying, and
he kept the motion going.
That had to be like hands down the most embarrassing thing ever, like outside of the runny nose. Well, you know,
but probably some men don't think it's only embarrassing to us. They probably think.
Oh, I mean, he said some
men are nasty,
but then he said
men are nasty. He was just like laughing.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like it really wasn't on a nasty bitch. You fucking. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say that.
Like, oh wow, she bald. She farted. Didn't even care.
Look, I'm comfortable. Nigga. That ain't nothing but comfort. That's why I was able to do that.
Hello. Okay, so I got another question for y'all. So, like, okay. This is on my mind since we already talking about sex, right? So you got a dude, right?
I don't know if I like the way this is going.
Y'all been kicking it or whatever. Y'all been kicking it. And then y'all start having sex, right? Do you stay with the person if the sex is bad?
No.
And boosts his
ego? No.
Or do you tell the nigga, like, pay?
For me, personally, like...
bad all sex. Right.
I've definitely... Generally, what I do is if I have sex with you, and it's
sorry, Kiki cooking, y'all. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
in the like the bottom drawer, there's a box.
Good. All right, so
I don't care.
Generally, if I'm dealing with somebody and we have sex and it's like
it's a floral box. Thank you, Shauna. In the other thing you were in.
We apologize, but we are actually chefing it up right now during our... We got to meet y'all.
Yeah, generally when I'm having sex with somebody, if I have sex with you and, you know, it's bad, I'm going to make something up. Like, we're not having sex again. It's just not happening.
So it's no round two. I mean, it's no second go.
Like, I'll give you a round two if it was quick. If it was, like, quick and, like, you know, but it was good for the little, you know, 3 minutes. But excuse me, but if it was just like bad, like it's little and it go for dumb long, like, you know, like, I've had sex with guys, you know, more than one time. If I like you a lot, like, I'm gonna give you another chance. But, you know, now 31 year old Tasha, if it's trash, I'm just not. I'm just not saying. No. It's a wrap.
But I don't even know if I know what
bad sex
is because.
Because you ain't had it yet.
I had bad head. But I don't know about bad sex.
What it was like?
It was like...
That's when you told me it sounded like a dog.
Like a dog or a cat licking out of the water bowl. That's what it
sounds
like.
While licking out the water bowl, all you keep doing is sticking your little tongue in my hole. That is disgusting. Do not blow on it. Do not blow on it. I cannot stress this enough. Do not blow on it.
His approach would be like, I'm just nasty, but come sit on my face. So I'm like, is this what you have to do? Because it's that bad? Like, it really is. It really was bad.
Ain't no bad. Really look, bad. I'd have been, like, rubbing it on your nose. Something, nigga, because you gotta do something, bruh.
This ain't working. This ain't it. Okay, so, yeah.
Tishona, you missing out on the conversation.
Exactly.
On.
You gotta come in.
Because you're not talking.
Let's go.
She doing that on purpose. She ain't
exactly.
I'm not doing that on purpose.
Bad sex for you.
When the food is trash, I'm gonna
say
y'all wanna...
It's okay. We wanna know about...
I'm gonna say it's the first time Kiki cooked for me and it's...
Okay, wait. Pause. Rewind. So there's no embarrassing moments for you.
Right. We need to know your embarrassing moments.
Not for me. I'm sure for the guy, he probably had an embarrassing moment. I don't think I remember.
What was his embarrassing moment?
Yeah, tell us.
Why was he embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing moments for him don't make it embarrassing for you too.
I think it annoying. You feel a little bad. Oh, she's
but not embarrassing.
Be a G.
I'll be embarrassed if a nigga like come too fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or his dick can't get hard. You
I
know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be embarrassed. I would be annoyed.
Yeah.
I'd be annoyed.
It's a more, I guess it's more of an uncomfortable thing for me. Because, like, what you about to do now? You think you about to sit in my house and watch TV with me now? Nah, you gotta go, bro.
So,
wait,
what was the next thing? Bad sex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had bad... I haven't had many sexual partners.
You've had bad sex.
So, I don't think I've had bad sex.
Yes, you have.
That's how I
I've had bad oral sex.
No, you've had bad sex.
Oh, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Yeah,
about
nigga said, I'm like, yeah, because you liked him.
Oh, and it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about,
nah,
about
I didn't.
That whole person.
Okay, so like, remember.
Told you, throw them bodies out. Throw it out, trash them.
Yeah. But, like, Tashina, I've had like really bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And, oh, damn, we live. The person probably on.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
You ain't say no names.
Everybody.
And you know what? And nigga, if the shoe fit, put it on and get better.
You, but, you better like, be practicing.
I was in a relationship with the person. It was just.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We definitely don't care.
So it's just like I had to deal with that for a very long time.
Oh, so you sticking around for bad head?
Yeah.
Let me explain something. I feel like just because I've had I've had like really bad sex and then I've had amazing sex. And now me personally just dealing with the you know, going through my walks of life and dealing with the different people that I've dealt with, do not settle for whack sex, people. We are young.
But the person had
listen up. We are young, and these should be, like, the best sex times right now in our age because we're experienced enough because we've had enough, you know what I'm saying? We've had sex.
I don't think I was experienced until late. Until
all right, no, look, and this is you now, and I'm telling you, do not settle for no bad sex, no bad head. Especially if it's not, and for real, we can't be afraid to tell them, especially if you like them a lot. Like
I did say, though.
Yeah, you gotta just... You know, be a little bit more open. I know y'all don't.
I didn't say, well, the person where the head was bad, I didn't tell him it was bad. But I'm like, all right, so I'm about to disclose a lie right now. I want to say it's the one, but I don't think it's the one. Like, my long-term relationships, I wouldn't say the sex was bad, but it was like.
Okay.
It was okay.
Because when you have great sex, you realize how other sex was like, oh, shit, what the fuck was
that? It was okay. I didn't feel like. I wasn't giving head. I was like, it was like, yes. It's
for real,
right.
For them niggas ain't deserve it, honestly.
I mean, the first one really didn't deserve it. And the second one, I felt.
Not even on his birthday.
I mean, that too. Gosh. I mean, that too. I ain't gonna lie. And then the second one, it just was like, the sex was like, okay. But I was willing to, like, I was really in love. Like, I'm gonna marry you and have okay sex for the rest of my life. And I was gonna do that.
I'm so sick of hearing women say that.
But I didn't have great sex until after. Like, I had the best sex of my life after the fact. And then I realized how much I actually enjoy it. Like, now when we talk about it, I'm like, oh, you should wait. Sometimes I feel like people say you should wait, but I think people think about the fact that, like, you were used or wasted it because you weren't this. Sometimes I want it.
Because
more
I want
than
it.
The guy, dude. Right. Like, I just want to experience you. I like you, and I want to see what this is like.
Right.
And if it and don't work out,
you
I
know
don't
what?
Feel
that's, that explains so much, Tashina. Because what y'all don't know is that Tashina would never, ever talk to us about sex.
No.
Never.
No.
Never talk to us about sex. And that's
exciting.
Why. It's because it was trash. Let's call it what the fuck it is. It's because
it was
trash. Simple.
I mean, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know.
Right, yeah. No,
I wouldn't have either.
Like, okay. I think we definitely...
I didn't know it was trash until I had really great.
Right. But I'm telling you, that's why you wasn't talking to us about it for real. Because it was just like...
Tasha's still having all the stories and we like, what?
Yeah.
And that happened.
Right.
You all say right. What?
So let's say positions. What's your favorite position?
Or how about, all right, we can do positions and then like the best place to have sex.
Ooh. places.
Positions. But let's positions first. Go ahead, let's do positions.
Yeah, so there. What's your favorite position?
Oh, we always want Tasha to say it first. Guess gotta make y'all more comfortable.
I mean, it don't matter.
We could go into order of priority, right? So here's the three positions. We have...
Ooh, we got priority.
We have doggy style, we have missionary, and we have riding. In the order of priority,
I like it.
The way I just said it. Doggy style, a missionary, and then riding.
Riding.
I'll start off any way you want.
All
right. Any way you want.
Seeing you next.
Because it, you know, I was doing the dishes or something, and it just popped
up. Doggy style first.
So it's doggy style, exactly. Me? Let's see. I'm going to have to do different order from Tasha. I'm going to do a little bit different. So mine will be riding first, then doggy style, then missionary. Oh,
that's some skinny girl shit.
Yeah, it would be that position. I mean,
wait,
that order.
What skinny girl shit
was that again? She said Justine's thing was skinny girl shit.
Her riding.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Doggy style.
Doggy. And then missionary. Missionary's like, last resort.
We tired.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like. Excuse
me.
Because usually it's like, I'm jumping on that thing. Jump on it. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
just hearing her makes me want to change my order and not have it be that.
Go ahead, best friend Bob.
But I would have to say Rodney is my favorite.
That's my best friend.
And
what
then,
is that?
What?
Nigga said what? I know what it is, but what is that? Why is that? I meant.
There's a guarantee that I'm gonna be pleased if I'm in control.
I'm always gonna be pleased.
No. Not all. I'm not. All right. So this could be a whole nother thing. Sometimes it's like when you have. I like to have sex when it's good sex multiple times. If I'm dating someone, multiple days. It's not the like, oh, once a week or this.
Multiple times a week I'm having sex.
So sometimes, I mean, I guess it's also certain partners where it's like every single time I'm pleased. But not all the time. Sometimes I don't, when we have this conversation about how like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to have sex. I'm never saying I don't want to have sex. And I'm still going to be into it and enjoying it. But I may not be pleased during that moment. Maybe it was a position I didn't like. I don't know what it is with guys where they want to like... Like, I guess, starting off missionary, but put your legs all the way up here. Like, that don't feel good to me.
Do it! I love it! You want to stretch me out, bro? It's kidding.
I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. It doesn't feel good to me. So, I would say that it's a guarantee.
So, Sheena don't want the roller coaster.
All right, so like, what's your order?
Riding it is first. And then
I like the way she drives.
I don't know. It's like tie between doggy style and missionary. Cause some, like I've had some where like missionary and they really knew what the fuck they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like not just pumping, but like actually like
making love to
you.
Yeah.
Not even just like grinding the right way, circle or whatever the case may be. And it like was hitting the
right
spot.
They making love to you. They not just dating you. Okay. That's cool.
I don't know if I have a favorite between the two, but riding is definitely mine.
Let's go, Keyshawna.
Yeah. Let's go.
What's your order? Priority.
Missionary, riding, and doggy style.
And you got to say all three.
In order. Three in order.
So how you like
favorite
it.
To worst. Not worst, but you know, least favorite.
From favorite to worst.
Ain't none
worse.
Of the worst.
To least.
Favorite to least. I mean,
I say the favorite is between, it's a tie.
All right, so go ahead. What's your number one?
Riding.
Wow, I'm the only one on riding.
I also
noticed that I am the heaviest one here.
I told you about the little
crook. That may have a lot to do with the fact that I don't ride.
No, I told you about the little crook party.
Baby, if you want him, I'm sorry.
I also like those two.
It was this different.
She can't even speak, y'all.
It's like, so... Yeah.
Yeah, come.
So he like baby boy Joe?
Yes.
That's what she was talking about. Baby boy.
Skinny girl shit.
But my hands like this, like behind the neck, and just wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've had that.
It's like the right.
Yes, I remember that from my skinny days too.
I know what you're talking about. You don't even gotta say it. I think
I also like though too. I don't know. Maybe the, I don't. That's not doggy style though. Like the side position.
Forgot they.
Oh yeah. All right. So the next one was your favorite.
Crystal, what's your order of priority, girl?
Yeah, tell us.
Old
We should have told her to bring her ass over here. Go ahead, Crystal. Put it in order for us. Missionary, doggy style.
I was watching. Y'all better put it in order,
from
too.
From your favorite to your least favorite. If there's guys on here, I want to know, too.
Right. Like, don't be just be watching. We don't need y'all to watch. This ain't no watch
Besides
party.
Besides Tiffany, because...
Tiffany was engaging.
You can do whatever you want to do, Tiffany, because you know I like to be right.
But let's get into it. Like, tell us what's y'all favorite position.
All right, y'all writing y'all favorite position. My next question though was like your favorite place.
Oh, to do it.
Yeah.
Anything's random.
Places where you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Like what can I say though was a good place that was like
the car is
my favorite.
Car is cool, but it's always uncomfortable.
It's really not.
You know, I was like skinny girl shit. Like I said.
Oh wait, who is this?
Doggy style, then riding. That's Mooch. Hey Mooch, that's doggy style. Then riding. Then on top of me, missionary.
Missionary. So Crystal is doggy and riding, and then I guess missionary comes after.
Hate you.
Yeah.
Okay. Crystal be doing that looking into your eye shit, so I would figure that.
My eyes be closed.
I figured the missionary coming after.
I feel like the car sex, I mean, I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? But not for real. Like, I'll suck dick in a car, that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. But, like, actually trying to, like, get my ass so either you to your like, side like, or you my
like,
side.
Nah, like, if you feel like you with your man and, like, you just looking, it's like, it has to go down, like, right now.
Oh, no. Trust me. Like, let me say something. I don't care. I'm talking about the comfort of it. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
In the backseat, too?
In the backseat, I mean, I guess. I will, but it's just, like,
I don't have my toes sucked in the
backseat. And then again.
While doing it, it was really good.
Girl, bitch, I'm still having my shoes on.
I don't think I would like that.
Toes sucking?
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
I
want to know.
You never had it.
I don't
want it.
I'm telling
you.
Girl.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's good.
That like getting your toes sucked. And I have pretty feet. And I have pretty feet. And every guy tells me I have beautiful feet. But I'd be like, okay,
but
they belong on the feet.
Yeah. I'm the same way, though. I'm very territorial about my feet. Yeah, I got like a thing about feet. Like,
I don't like feet, yeah.
I don't even like the Chinese lady to check my feet. I'd be like, all right, you hurting me. Stop. Stop. Like, nice, gentle. Just polish the shits. Like, don't do all that extra stuff. Because I'm very weird. I'm weird about it.
It's like tickly. Like, it's like
I'm
gonna
get it.
It's
like
I feel like the whole process from my foot going to your mouth would just be like uncomfortable.
But it's like
at the first time, I'm like, wait, hold up, nigga. I be my toenail sharp. You know what I'm saying?
She got any excuse in the book.
I never turned the oven. I just turned the oven on.
She's showing up a drum before she even drank, y'all.
But it didn't take that long anyway.
When it happened, it was like the sucking of the toes while it was ready inside.
Yeah. Like, so that it's not so like it's not I don't. Like, I never really had it as foreplay.
Yeah. No.
Nah. I know.
Wait. What?
Like the.
They were already having sex.
We were already having sex when my foot ended up in the mouth. Like, you know, you got your leg up in the air, it's already by you, so just
might as well suck it.
So he's in you and sucking.
Yeah, at the same
time. That's talent, bro.
That's what I'm telling you. I had some great sex after I got out of a relationship. I was doing it wrong the whole time.
They need a manual on this.
It's right here. Let me tell y'all what we like and what we do not like.
But yeah, no, the toes, I'm sucking the toes, no.
It was amazing.
Mm-mm.
All right, y'all. I feel like y'all got a lot to do.
Y'all did.
This was
a good
episode.
A lot. All right. Yeah. So, y'all, we are also live. So, like, comment, share the post, whatever it is that you can.
If you're not already, go ahead and follow Get Out of My Head TSA on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yes.
And then for those that are listening on your favorite platforms, because we're also posting the podcast tonight, be sure to subscribe to it, give us a review, share it.
And tell us what y'all want to talk about. If y'all want some stuff, like y'all have any questions, if y'all have any stories, if you want to remain anonymous, whatever, just... I'm not gonna lie, I feel weird sucking on my toes. Girl, that shit feel good.
I mean, to each his own, but for me, me and my virgin ears. No, I'm just kidding.
Virgin.
All right, y'all. Tune in next time.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. Kiki, mm-hmm. Come say goodbye though, to everybody. And let's thank you again for being here.
Yes.
We need that button, like with the round of applause.
Bye, guys.
for my friends before I leave.
So. I mean, I'll take the cooking. Right. Sorry for y'all.
Crystal, where the hell your ass at?
We didn't tell her to come. We should have told her to come, too.
All right, y'all. See y'all next time.
Next week.
Toodles.